What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And we're back, Rotatoes. That is right, because it's time for another episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. That means it must be a Friday. Oh, man, gotta love that Friday feeling. I hope that you are staying safe and well and that you are hydrated. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope that you have enjoyed it. If you're ever wondering why, whenever we do these, I talk about, the Patreon all the time, or I talk about ArcBox, and you're like, hey, what's the deal? What's going on? I just started listening and I don't understand. It's because the ArcBox, which is where we talk about these episodes, are available over on our Patreon, and all of these episodes are recorded as if they're just exclusively for the Patreon, and then we kind of sneak them over to you guys. But you know, we're a little further ahead over on the Patreon. So if you are loving Rotating Heroes and you want the rest of this arc, and maybe you want some more arcs as well, then you can go ahead and check it out on the Rotating Heroes Patreon and join for as little as $5 per month. And not only that, you can get a 50% discount on your first month. Take it away, you past me.
Okay,
that was like the best moment of my life, I think.
Truly.
Oh, I should have taken a picture of the 18. Fuck.
Take a picture of it now.
We'll all know it's not quite the same.
Yeah.
People will sense.
Oh, so I just want to be very clear that for Vanna, right now, I'm technically classing her as an ancient dragon instead of an adult because of the size difference.
Got it.
If you had chosen to hit your friends with that, that would have been 15d8. Average damage, 67. There is a good chance.
I would have killed both of them.
Well, Kerb would be dead for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you have a leaf still. Yes.
Oh, you do.
However, you possibly would have been dead, and you would have been plummeting whilst you would have come back up and then been plummeting down the Cyber Tower. However, here is what I am going to rule, Herbert. Yeah. This acid was coming up, and you can't attack the other two because they are still friends.
Right.
They are draconic allies. So you essentially are just like going to spew this acid breath like anywhere else. And I think what happens is,
go to the bathroom.
As you get up to the throne room, it like hits the back wall.
It's giving me like college flashbacks.
it hits all the way at the back wall of this throne room, and you see the entire back of the tower now starts to melt away, and the throne tumbles down the side of the tower, and is now laying at the base of the tower somewhere. And you can see a number of creatures emerging from the water, making a dead sprint for this throne room. Here's what I'm going to say. Rather than us being straight in combat, we're going to go for a little skills challenge, because we haven't had a skills challenge yet. But this essentially is going to be a race to the throne.
Let's fucking go.
Let's do it.
Okay?
Should have just killed you guys.
No. Made this my quite my fake you. Letter really helped us
really
out.
Really helped? Okay.
Making that important is so stupid.
It's so funny.
So we're going to say that there is... In fact, go ahead. Each of you roll me a d12 and a d4.
Are we adding them together? No,
just separately, please.
Add a six on the d12 and a one on the d4.
Okay.
Four and one.
Just give me, if you had to give them a one, six and a one?
Six and a one.
Okay. We see emerging from the water a hobgoblin.
Oh, God.
Bedecked in some absolutely crazy armor. This hobgoblin looks absolutely like... I think he's a bit older, and he is like that real old man, sinewy, just like lean as fuck. He looks mean, and he is going for that throne. What did we get?
Four on the d12, three on the d4. Four and three.
Four and a three. One more. D6, please.
Four.
We see a deep gnome, pale purplish skin, tiny gnome, but still pretty mean looking. And finally, what did you get, Aaron?
Four and one.
Ooh, we see a fairy.
Ooh. Dragon can eat that for sure.
But it's very small.
Probably pretty nimble, agile.
Okay, what's going to happen is I'm going to roll for them, and essentially that's going to set the DC for each round. So you need to get better than what they do for you to get closer to the throne than they're getting.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And essentially, this will work like a normal skills challenge. So have a look through your skills, so like strength, athletics, all of that stuff. Pick one that you want to do that's going to help you as a trio get down to the throne. Now, you can also pick something like intimidate. You want to try and intimidate to like stop them from getting closer because there's a dragon. Or, you know, you can pick anything. Like, you can affect other people. You can affect yourselves. You can affect the speed. It's totally up to you. You can also use spells, stuff like that. And I'll let you substitute in a spell rather than using a skill if it works.
Dude, we need to
wake
Zach up. We need to get Zach up.
Oh, yeah. Actually, hold on. Go ahead.
I would love if you were just unconscious the last chunk of this finale.
I'm just rolling
over his shoulder as I'm running after him.
Cocked.
18. 18? That's a pass. Another one.
4.
Fail.
14.
Pass.
10.
Pass. Okay. So I'll say that you stabilize and come back up to 1 hit point.
You're back, baby.
One hit point. You're just blood oozing out of your mouth. Your shell is cracked. You are beat up, Cub. Beat up.
Okay.
Right. So I'm going to set the DC for this round. Okay. The DC for this round has been set. Who would like to go first? I'll let you pick the order that you go in.
I.
And then we'll stick with that order, essentially.
Can I just do a... Is there an argument? I think for, like, an insight check, just to see, like, who seems fastest and try to, like, gain on whoever feels closest.
Yeah, sure.
Or
okay.
Like that.
Absolutely. Go ahead and roll me an insight check.
Okay. That's a 22.
22? That is exactly what you needed.
Ooh. Wow.
So that's the DC for this round, 22.
Okay.
So you look down. I think you can see this sinewy hobgoblin in full, like, front crawl, like Michael Phelps mode, is just cutting through the water.
Shoot him!
Shoot him! Kerp yells, coming back to full consciousness.
immediately notices this.
Immediately notices this sinewy
I'm
old hobgoblin. You see that the two dragons are also going to dive down. They're just going to be in the mix, trying to cause some damage and mayhem. Who would like to go first? Who would like to go next? How do you two?
I think you should go.
Okay. How far are we from that guy?
From which guy?
The hobgoblin in the water?
The hobgoblin? I'm going to say it's like 200 feet down.
200 feet, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I would just probably want to...
We're playing a little like fast and loose with the rules here, so it's essentially just anything that you guys feel like you want to try and do, like, we'll give it a go.
Well, my instinct is to try to banish this motherfucker.
What's the range of banishment?
It's only 60 feet, so I would have to get to him first.
Here's the trade-off. I will let you do this,
okay,
but you have to drop your flight. You have to just fall.
I have to fall
just
into,
free
into water?
Fall down. You won't get all the way down. You'll only get like halfway down in this turn, but you'll get both you and Kerp will get down a lot quicker, and I'll say that you get close enough to try and banish him.
Okay.
But you have to choose to fall.
Whoa.
Are we falling?
You're falling like directly on top of the throne.
Leap of faith.
Oh.
So it's up to you. If you want to do this, I'll let you, but you have to drop flight.
But we'll probably die if we
do
hit
it.
The ground.
You might
here.
Just do or you it, might land dude. On the throne and become a general.
Do it. Do it, John. Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah!
Okay, right. This is a. What's the saving throw on this for banishment?
It is a 17 charisma.
Okay. This guy has no charisma. He's basically. In my head, this guy is.
Not like you.
Yeah, look at the way he's sitting.
Holy crap. He's sitting with so much confidence.
I can't remember the actual character's name from Whiplash.
Oh,
whenever I think of a
character name from Whiplash,
I wish I could pull that out of my ass.
JK Simmons is just like the dude I think.
Not my tempo.
Whenever I think of the like a sinewy old, like strong looking old dude, yes. I always think JK Simmons.
That's a good.
This is JK Simmons. JK Simmons is playing the role of Hobgoblin in the movie of this arc. let's see how he does. Fucking terribly. 3. Now let me just clarify here.
I'm trying to think. I think his name was Terrence Fletcher.
Get a grip. You just Googled that. Don't you dare.
If I'm just like thinking hard about it, I guess it was like, okay. Terrence.
Here's the thing. If you can maintain concentration on this.
I remember that forever. Now.
That hobgoblin won't come back because it is not native to this plane of existence.
Yeah.
So as long as you maintain concentration, that hobgoblin is out of the race, which means I will now only be rolling two dice to set the DC. So that is a big boost for you guys. Okay, Vanna, what are we doing? Your friends are now plummeting.
Yeah. I mean, I did save them once.
You did save them. That's enough. That's enough.
You're right.
We got the sentimental thing out of the way.
Think back to that letter one more time.
Is it... I'm thinking back. Is it possible...
Absolutely.
...for me to fly...
Yep.
...and try to land in such a way where I'm landing on the throne, but I'm putting, like, my wingspan out, kind of like they're... jumping into like a parachute, like a like that they can land on me and I can break their fall. I
okay
can...
trampoline. Here's what I'll say is
a dragon trampoline
next at the top of your next round.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Okay,
because you'll have flown far enough down to get to the throne.
Yeah,
too far
and to put
right
your
now
wings out. You're too far, so you get halfway. You're like parallel with them,
right.
What's happening right now, they're falling and you just see this huge gargantuan dragon just in a nosedive flying next to you, full anime style, just lines rushing past as you're trying to get down there before they land. But you are gaining, like you're falling and flying faster than they're falling, so you can do it. Is there anything else that you wanted to do involving like a skill? If you want, make that dexterity or something like that, you can do, or you can do something else.
I can't cast a spell though.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, can
we're
I use
full movie mode? So you do whatever you want to
do. I
want
to use the a wall of fire thing to clear any like the chances of anyone getting
I'll
close
say that
to the throne.
They're all kind of like from the water trying to get up because you're essentially at the back of the tower, which was like surrounded by the lake. So they're either in the water or flying above it. So I'll say if you want to put that wall of fire basically like in between them and the throne, that'll definitely slow them down for
sure.
Yeah,
great.
So you watch, I think, as this dragon just extends out its hands and this like rain of fire basically like goes down towards the lake. And a bit like when there's like oil on the surface of the lake, it just erupts into this long line of fire in between them and
so hot
the and
feel
now,
it on my face.
As far as you're concerned, you're now falling towards a wall of fire.
But I feel like if any creatures are close, they deal 5d8 fire damage.
We will get to that in the next round.
Great.
When they get there.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Make me a. We'll say this is an Arcana roll.
Okay.
This is going to be Arcana. It's +8, by the way, for the Silver Dragon. You have a +8 to this.
Ugh. I got a 1.
1? Oh! Let's add a little juice back into this. We thought we were going to sail away. Pick a card.
Oops. I had such a good plan. You guys.
Your left arm gets broken again. You can't catch one of us. Oh, no.
Roll me a d6.
I don't like when you make faces.
Yeah,
stresses me the frick out, man.
I'm just going to show this to the others because of all the cards you picked.
3.
This is pretty rough.
I get to it.
It says your speed is reduced by half.
No!
For 1d6 rounds.
No, Jasper, it's such a good cinematic idea.
You watch as Vanna, there is like, from this heat.
Oh my god, almost, if they die, she's gonna be haunted forever.
As you cast this wall of fire, there is a huge wave of heat that gets caught up in your wings and you suddenly feel like you are flying through treacle, that you have to force your way down. It's just like the wall of fire is just emitting immense heat as you are trying to almost like, you're trying to like push your way through it.
Bless you.
Your speed is halved, which means you will not catch them in the next round. Okay, we're at the top.
She starts screaming their names.
Which means it is these two, the blue and red little dweebs' turn.
That wiped me. I quit. I quit the game. I quit the show.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff in there. So let's see what happens. They are going to... That's not... okay, it's going to make 3 attacks on you. It flies down towards you, Deuter. It's going to make 3 attacks. Is it 3? Yeah, 3 bites. It just bites at you 3 times.
Okay. Which one is this? Which creature?
This is the blue one.
Okay.
two of them hit, I believe. That's a 23 and a 22.
They hit. 23 and a 22?
Yeah.
What is that? What? Is, how do I...
You're just on your AC.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they so both they, hit. Yeah,
okay. So that does a total of 29 points of damage as it literally grabs hold of you and it's like crunching your shoulder as you're falling. Nicely, it's slowing you down like a tiny bit, but then it casts you away.
Can I use my reaction to cast Hellish Rebuke?
Yes! I love Hellish Rebuke so much. What does your Hellish Rebuke look like now?
Oh, that's fun.
Because it's probably changed a little bit.
Yeah, because the genie's water is water.
Is it water? You have a water genie. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I like this. So I cast Hellish Rebuke, and it like force field of like vapor, like comes out of me and just like pushes.
Hell yeah. We'll say it. It pushes him away
on this guy, and I roll six d10 for damage.
What level are you casting it at?
You can upcast it.
What's that?
You can upcast it, which means you can cast it using any spell slot.
I'm fifth level.
Whatever you got.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. I can have a look at what you've got. Where is the?
I have one spell slot left. I'm gonna.
Oh yeah, whatever the spell. Yeah. What level is it?
It's fifth.
Fifth level.
Burgess. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fifth.
Beautiful. Go ahead and roll damage.
I'm just going to use the ones on my computer. 40 damage.
40 damage?
Yeah.
You see as this explosion of vapor, and this thing goes flying back, smashes into the tower. I'll say it actually goes through and back into the tower. Like, it gets, like, full anime, like cracked through a, like, a... yeah, you can just hear it smacking through other walls.
Oh, I love that.
Ow, ow,
I love that.
Ow.
I love it.
Absolutely incredible. The red one, however, is going to now do the same. Is it going to do the same? Can use his virtual presence or make three attacks. Three attacks on Curb. Curb, you are down to one hit point. So here's the fun thing, guys, is if it hits on the first attack, it will then get, you'll be down, completely down and unconscious. It'll then get advantage on the next two attacks, and if it hits, then you'll fail two death saves, which means it has the ability to kill you this round.
Okay. It's okay. You still got a leaf.
So, first hit, 19 plus 12.
That hits.
31.
I'm going to use my reaction to Wrath of Storm. They have to take DC 16 dex save.
That's a 7 plus 3, so that's a fail.
So, they take 11 damage.
Yep.
And then I also have a different feature I forgot that I have, that when I have, when I use, hit them with lightning damage, I can make them pushed 10 feet back.
Oh.
I mean, I guess they have their the movement to come back after they've been moved 10 feet. So maybe.
I'll make them roll a dex save to get back to you.
Where,
yeah.
Where is it?
We'll make this fun.
I'm so nervous. On the edge of my seat.
Okay. Literally.
Yeah.
Okay, dex saving throw. I want to set the DC. What's your spell save DC?
My spell save DC is 16.
16? We'll say it's a DC 16. If it fails, it won't be able to attack you again this turn. You are still going to drop to 0 hit points, but it rolls an 18, I'm afraid.
All right. I tried.
As I go unconscious. It brings out this like big mace. Cracks it into your shell that now completely splits it
off. No!
Then it goes in and starts biting and clawing at you.
The sad music from the Avatar starts playing.
19 hits you?
Yes.
Yes, most definitely, yes.
Yes.
My unconscious buddy?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
My torn turtle shell? Yes.
Yes. I'm going to be genuinely upset if anyone dies. I'm going to be sour.
It's going to be okay.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not, John. It's not. Look at him. Look at where we are. Look what's happening.
The shell gets split in half. You see the shell kind of floats off as this thing then bears down, biting at the smooth, previously unexposed skin and just rips you, unfortunately,
to pieces.
To pieces.
No, you little dumbass. No! No!
Here's what I am going to say, guys. You watch as the shell was ripped off, so is the leaf. So
What are you talking about?
Kerp's leaf is currently not on his person.
Huh.
As it drifts up and away, you can kind of see it just sort of sticking out the top of a pocket that was attached to his shell. As Kerp, his lifeless, bleeding, bloodied body falls.
No!
Kerp, do you have any last words?
Hanging out in good corner. Hanging out. Vote for me.
Kerp lands on the rocks below.
No!
Valthorn lets out like the craziest dragon screech, like wailing in pain.
Valthorn wails in pain. Duta, you watched your friend. It's ripped to pieces. And now, we're gonna go to a new round. We still have to find out who's gonna sit on the throne.
Does that captain leave? Are you kicking him out? Don't!
Zach's leaving the studio, everyone. Well, he's trying to, but he's not taking his headphones off. Oh, there we go. Oh, perfect.
He's leaving.
He's gone. The DC has been set for this round.
Dang. Well, is it my turn?
It is. Duta, your turn. Here's what I will say, Duta, is you can see the leaf.
And I know that.
And you know that.
And that's why.
However, I mean, this is what I will say, is his body is not near the throne. So you will have to make a decision.
I'm getting my boy. Because I can do it 4 times per long rest, recast fly.
Okay.
On myself.
I'll say that here's what I'm going to say. Because we're still in skills challenge here.
I'm genuinely clutching my heart. I look down and I'm like, oh my God, I'm moved.
I'll say this. If you want to get down there quick enough to save him.
What's he going
to
do?
I'll say you're pretty close to the shell. It's like drifting past you, so you can grab the leaf.
Okay. Oh, okay. If I can grab the leaf.
But what I'm going to say is, it will be either athletics or acrobatics, because you will have to fall for as long as you can and cast fly right at the bottom.
Yeah,
If you fail, you'll take all of the falling damage.
That's fine. I'm saving
my boy. That's the best chance that you have to save Kerp's life.
I'm saving my boy.
Okay. So, I'm going to need you to make...
Arms out like Jesus.
what are you going to go for? Athletics or acrobatics?
Much like Jesus.
Acrobatics,
so much.
Sure.
Acrobatics, what do you get to
an
plus
obvious
this?
Parallel.
Plus 3? +3? Okay. The DC for this round...
It's like 700.
No, it's not that bad. It's an 18.
Okay.
So you need a 15. A 15 or higher. In order...
We had a miracle before. We can have a miracle again.
Probably not.
No, John, you have to believe it's possible.
It is possible.
And here's what I will say. Because this is an aid of your friend, I'm going to say that you can roll this with advantage.
Yes.
So we're going to roll 2.
Yeah, give me another one. Let me do them both at once.
Both at once? Okay. So you're looking for a 15 or higher.
Save our guy.
Or the thing is, you'll still get down there. There's still a chance you can save him. You will just take an enormous amount of damage.
Which... Who knows if I can take it?
How many hit points did you have?
73.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm coming for you! Kerp! Oh!
No way, what?
16!
Yes! Yes! Oh my God! So.
Oh my God!
So, yeah.
These
rolls
are insane.
This is crazy. So, what happens is...
It was a 15 and a 16.
You're falling.
I would have won either way.
This is my favorite D&D arc I've ever been in ever. God.
You're falling. You would have taken 70 points of damage, by the way. You're falling. You wait until the last possible second to cast fly and pull up. As you do, you scoop up Kerb's body, placing the leaf on his chest. And as you're pulling back up to try and avoid smacking into the wall of fire that's in front of you, you're staring at the leaf. And I think there's a whole... few seconds that goes past where the leaf doesn't do anything until you just see it start to shake.
Come on!
And crumble.
Crumble, no!
As the leaf seems to take on a new and different shape. It stretches, it grows, encasing Kerb's body,
becomes
forming a bronze-like shell around him.
We gave him a new shell, baby!
The pattern on Kerp's shell now appears to be that of autumn leaves. As Kerp, you are back.
I'm not related to my cousin no more.
I can have sex with my cousin now. Zach.
I got it done. I'm crying. I'm literally...
Because we have different shells, you know?
Yeah, buddy, yeah. Yeah, buddy. Sure, man. Just
get my up. Cousin.
Tell me. Say it.
Yeah, you can. You're not related to your cousin no more.
God, thank God.
I'm sick.
Fuck. Fuck. That was. Oh no. Oh no. Okay. That literally made me cry.
Jesus Christ.
That literally made
first,
me
crying on my makeup.
The first breath he takes.
I can fuck my cousin.
God, that was funny.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm putting on a t-shirt. I'm putting on a fucking t-shirt. Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
All right.
I'm lightheaded.
Vanna.
What are you doing?
What?
Vanna.
What are you doing out there?
I don't know.
Here is what I will say.
I can't.
You're at half speed. Right. However, if you can make a DC 23 athletics check, you have a plus 8 as a gargantuan
can
dragon.
Can I D20 back?
Oh, yeah.
No. I will say that you can get to the throne this turn. If not, the other two that are remaining, the deep gnome and the fairy, will have a chance to make it to the throne. They might not.
Just to ask, was my turn skipped because I died? Or I forget what happened, but...
You technically... Oh, no, because you went... Well, technically, we did go that you went first, but we'll come back to you after that. We'll say Vanna will go, and then you go.
Got it.
You'll get your chance.
I just want to... I'm going to get the throw.
You used your turn to say that thing about your cousin. I think that was a full turn.
I'll use my action to say I want to have sex with my cousin.
I genuinely feel like my ribs are in pain. Yeah. Like I genuinely, that really fucked me up.
I almost cried my contacts out.
Oh my god. Right. I need to go back and just listen to that moment on repeat.
I got a what? I got, if it's plus 8, what do I have to
roll?
You
have a plus 8 and you got I think I said 23 or 22. Did I say 22?
Yeah.
You said 22.
Okay.
So you basically need to hit a 14. No, that's not math. Yes, it is. Yes, it is math. 14or higher.
Come on.
It's
9.
No!
Vanna, you bolt. Down, flying as hard.
I rolled
hard.
A 14 by accident the second time. Jesus.
Okay. Oh, actually,
can I roll with advantage?
Okay. Wait. Here's a question. I'm gonna give you a choice here. If you choose to end concentration on Wall of Fire, you will no longer be moving at half speed. Therefore, you can roll with advantage. So you can roll one more dice.
Yep.
But if you now fail, they will roll advantage to get to the throne.
Oh God.
What should I do?
So it's up to you.
Yeah, can't help you.
Hey,
we're too far away.
You know,
I mean, so I
that 14 doesn't count. That miracle 14 of me throwing it in disgust.
Did you throw it in disgust at level 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
Can I give her my inspiration?
Give her your inspiration?
Yeah.
What do you say, Kerb? What do you scream?
Oh, fuck yeah. Give me a fucking speech, motherfucker.
Yeah. You've got to inspire
Vanna. Speech!
Listen.
Quietly speaking to himself.
Me and my, said some
you
weird things.
Still have the crown, so I'll let you say this in Vanna's mind. So if you wanna, you can. This can be, you know.
I promise not to tell people what I said. as soon as I came back to life, because I'm realizing the implications of it, and I am not proud. But I'll also sweeten the pot.
That's saying, your inspiration.
This is the inspiration. Saying,
sometimes in life, it's good to have no filter. Sometimes we gotta go all out, no matter what. And we can't care what anybody else thinks about us. Because what does that do? His nose is bleeding. Doesn't do anything. And I think in some ways, I'm pretty beautiful. What were we talking about?
Cup, you take 3 points of damage, psychological damage, as you try to forgive yourself for being a complete shithead all of your life.
Vanna hears all of this and is just moved by how dumb and ridiculous and sweet her friends are.
Yeah.
So
here's what's gonna happen.
Inspired.
You roll now.
Okay.
And then if you need to, you can use the inspiration. In fact, just roll 2d20 and see what happens. First roll. Well, that's a natural 20.
I know it is.
Wow!
Is that the first nat 20 we've had on this?
That's been like a. It's been. I don't think we've had many. Yeah, I don't think we've had many. I think you got one like on the first episode, dumb.
Some stupid.
And then you even made a joke like, way to waste it.
That speech. It was that speech.
It was that speech.
Wow. And in some ways, I'm pretty beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vanna.
In some ways, I'm pretty beautiful.
Vanna. Mm-hmm. As you begin to dive straight down, you realize in this moment this throne wasn't designed for a dragon. Revert back to your human form and fall, trusting the power of the Fae. In this moment, you head down towards this throne and land almost as if cushioned by something. And as you sit on this throne, your crown begins to sort of glow and crackle, and you get this strange vision. You now feel this overwhelming sense of power and connection to the Fae, and you know that if you were to just reach out in front of you, you could almost like play with the fabric of reality itself, just in this one moment. And as you do, you feel something grab your hand from the other side. As you see through an opening portal in front of you, hordes of hundreds of dragons that bow their heads to you.
Like my vision at the beginning.
And all you have to do is pull them through into this world. What do you do?
Okay. Okay, hold
on.
Oh
my goodness.
Well, first of all, this is the most productive hangover Vanna has ever had. Normally, she's a sort of a couch hangover type person, but this is sort of... Okay.
You're kind of sweating it out.
Yeah, I'm sweating it out. It's like doing a 5K when you're hungover. Okay, so... If I bring the dragons into this world, are they... Do I know...
They... If you bring the dragons into this world, they will be a part of the Fae army.
And are they good? Is this like a good energy? They're
dragons. Like once the duty has been fulfilled by the army, they'll be dragons. You know what dragons are like. You were one.
Great. I'm gonna bring them in.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah.
They immediately kill both of you.
You see, as through an opening that seems to spread almost the entire size of the lake, start flying through these dragons in varying sizes, some of them small, some of them still quite young, some, maybe one or two, absolutely gargantuan in size. As they begin to fly out up and into the air, into this night sky. And you know that when the time is right, they will heed your call. All of you start to feel a little bit weary and a little tired. and you close your eyes. You all find yourselves. You open your eyes. The two of you open your eyes.
No, someone else is snoring. I'll freak out. Freak out. I'll start swinging.
You open your eyes, and the two of you are laying down at someone's feet. As Vanna is sat on a throne in the middle of the glade, wearing a crown, as all of the Fae are now kind of blinking, looking at their hands, kind of remembering themselves, and one by one, they all take a knee for the new general of the Fae army, is Vanna.
Wow!
You now see that the forest has turned back to its normal self, and there's no longer this wispy magic. You see that the Lady Talia is gone, nowhere to be seen.
Hmm.
And in the distance, you see a big plume of smoke and fire as these machines seem to be working their way through this forest, destroying everything in their wake.
Like Avatar.
God damn it. I can't tell you how upsetting that is.
Yeah, like Avatar.
There's like a whole thing about me having way too many movie references and stuff. And
I now, love it. It's very funny.
And now we're right back there. So we're going to move into a little bit of an epilogue for this arc.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with the general.
Mm-hmm.
Vanna, what do you think your first instruction is to your newfound army?
My first order of business, and these two things happen at the same time, truly, is I hire someone to go find your wife and daughter and bring them to join us and create a very warm you guys reuniting together.
Okay.
And at the exact same time, she gets to work on building a little coffee shop that only serves hot chocolate. That is sort of a cocoa corner.
Oh.
A bit of a cocoa corner.
Yeah. Is it legally distinct from cocoa corner?
Oh, no, this is
Sorry,
you.
Is this in competition?
No,
or?
This is your cocoa corner that you'll run, and I get you a little turtle apron to wear. Where you can become attached to your regulars and live out the rest of your life going grayer and serving hot cocoa to people in Cocoa Corner.
It's more touching than the first thing, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's...
mm-hmm. Cup, there's one day, as the army is going through its drills, preparing for the upcoming fight, you're making your cocoa, you're feeling just so good, so positive. Putting some little cinnamon in there. Maybe some whipped cream, some sprinkles.
Come on now.
A little radio in the corner.
Welcome to 24/7 Cocoa Corner. Where we play nothing, but welcome to Cocoa Corner.
You look up. You found such a sense of contentment and peace. But as you look up, you see limping, as if injured, through the forest, a black wolf covered in scars that you recognize from your vision earlier.
I've seen that wolf before.
What does Kerb do?
Come on.
You see the wolf picks its head up and just kind of gives you a look almost of like disdain. And I think in this moment you realize this wolf is fully sentient and can just speak whilst you're whistling at it.
What's up, buddy?
As you make your way towards this wolf, and say, sup, buddy. And the conversation begins as the two of you wander deep into the forest, as you have much to discuss. Duta. What do you think the dude does in the sort of immediate few days after?
I heard that the general was going to send a party out to look for my family. And I was like, I ain't going to run from that no more. And so I go to Vanna. I'm like, look, I know you're sending people out there, but I ain't going to let people fight my battles. I'm tired of hiding behind other people. I want to be in the front.
She goes, okay.
So make me, no, I want like a title or something. I want to have like, I want to have like
a. You need a promotion?
Yeah, I want to be like a commander or like a, you know, some other big title so that when I get out there and I need to like make decisions, you know, like remember when I made that snap decision to go through the one door.
She shushes him and then has him kneel and then knights him.
As you get knighted, you see that a wormling, a young dragon, comes out, nestles up to your leg, bows its head for you to stand astride it. And you and a small team go off to try and find your wife and your daughter. A few weeks go past. You find the old homestead.
Oh, no.
And there's another family in it now. They give you some directions and some pointers. You follow along the path, and you grow increasingly concerned because everywhere you seem to look, there is a path of destruction left by these machine-like creatures. However, after about a month of searching, you come across a strange-looking temple, a holy place. You go inside, and you find your daughter, now about 14 years old, working, healing, helping people, and she sort of looks up from whatever she was doing. She immediately drops everything.
I lick my hands and make my hair look nice.
Father, is that you?
I'm pretty sure. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's still foggy. I don't remember your face exactly, but this is the end of the line.
She just, before you can continue talking, she just runs up and hugs you.
Oh, nice. I didn't have to do anything. I just showed up. That's the lesson here, daughter. What? If you just show up, you don't gotta do nothing. Takes zero work if you just showing up is half the battle.
And she looks up at you and goes, but they got mom.
Who's they?
The machines.
These fucking machines.
We gotta get her back. We'll get
her
back.
She's alive?
I hope so. They took her about a year ago and I decided I wanted to help people try and fight back. So that's why I volunteered here. We're gonna get her back, right? You gonna show up again?
Oh my god.
Dad?
No.
Dad?
Dude has a moment.
Dad?
Where he's like sitting here and like stepping this out.
You see, even the genie appears behind you going, come on.
Well, I'm just stepping out the possibilities of the future. And I'm, you know, I've always had somebody I could sort of step behind if things got hairy. You know, I was with a dragon for a little while and it was pretty easy to just kind of hide behind if I needed to. So I'm going to do it. Give me a second to be a little bit apprehensive.
The genie takes you to one side and goes, look, listen, I've fathered a lot of children, but I'm really, like,
brag.
Really average. No, it's probably, you know, bad. But whatever, it doesn't matter. We don't need to get into me right now. Listen.
I'm listening.
I think that your daughter's pretty scared.
Yeah?
So it might be useful if you just swallowed whatever BS you've got going on right now and just showed a brave face.
Okay.
Just come on.
Messed up for you to assume it's BS, but I agree with you.
You've got a genie and you're incredibly powerful. And a dragon, come on! What's holding you back? What are you scared of? You've already died? Multiple times? Yeah. It wasn't that bad, was it?
Yeah, but I died and there wasn't anybody who even fucking knew my name.
Now there is someone that knows your name.
And that's scary, buddy. Alright? Once somebody cares about you, you don't want to fucking die or whatever. And now I got this little girl, and I know she already lost me once. If I go out there with her, and then I get my head cut off, and she witnesses it because she's with me, I'm gonna do it.
Hey, I've got a piece of advice for you.
What?
Just don't get your fucking head cut off.
Oh, good advice.
Wow, really? You're gonna take that tone with me?
Well,
I mean, come on, really.
Look, we're developing a relationship here, okay?
Exactly, yes.
This is the way that I kind of interact with people, okay? So you just kind of got to take it on the chin a little bit.
I feel like you're putting your stuff on me.
Well. I can't change. I can't change. You know, that's something that Kirk would always say. No,
really,
I'm
really
going to
take advice from the really like emotionally stunted turtle? That's what we're going to do here?
Well,
he just got astray for no reason.
And his life seems pretty good now.
He breaks through the fourth wall. I'm sorry.
Kerp's making Coco, his nose is bleeding, and he's looking straight forward.
No.
Someone talking about me?
Yeah. Look, I'm going to do it, all right? I just, you know, it's okay to be scared, you know? I never said I was scared before. And now I'm comfortable with the idea that I ain't got all the answers, and sometimes I need to, you know, take into consideration what other people might think or want, okay? And I get that.
Hey.
So I'm going to do it.
Listen, he just sort of clasps, gives you like a predator handshake, and just pulls you in close and just goes, we've totally got this. I'm super strong. You're like less strong, but still pretty strong.
Yeah, I do remember. You seem way more chill than the last lady.
Yes, of course I am. I'm not,
I hope.
A malignant entity, you know, that just wants sort of destruction and stuff, so.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll get out there. We'll find my wife.
If we do find my sword anywhere, though, it'd be great if I could get that back.
You have a sword?
Yes, a super powerful one.
All right, let's go.
And if I get it back, then I can leave. I mean, we can do some cool stuff together.
Okay. I heard what you said.
No, you didn't. And he sort of waves his hand in front of you. No, you didn't.
Well, yeah, all right, I guess we got to get out of here.
By the way, you definitely still remember. That did nothing. He just waved his hand in front of your face.
A little condescending.
I, knowing he thinks he knows, I try to make him think that that it worked.
Roll a deception check.
Yeah, because now I wanted his sword. 11.
11? He goes, yeah, that's right. That's I'm so powerful.
Two unconvincing guys.
And then I sort of like tell him to get the hell out of here, and then I go back to my daughter and I'm like, look, we're gonna find your mother, all right? And I know I ain't been here since you were a little thing, and now I'm here, and we gotta figure out how we interact in our whole relationship. And I want you to know I am rough around the edges.
Dad. What? This is way too much information.
Okay.
Like, it's so fine.
Okay, I'm just trying to communicate.
You just be here. That's all you need to do.
Okay, just showing up again. That's all you have to see.
You also don't have to say that out loud. It's kind of like...
Okay, fine.
The quiet parts can be just quiet.
We can talk on the road. All right, we can talk on the road.
Well, or we don't have... It's fine. I get this is a lot for you.
Thank you.
And...
Thank you.
Yeah. And with that... We are going to end the 13th arc of Rotating Heroes.
Oh, man.
This was incredible.
Man, what a fun arc.
So great.
This was so fun.
So much fun. That was such an epic final battle. You guys did so much cool shit. I'm so happy. I really thought that someone was going to die.
I thought so too.
I really did.
I was ready for
when Kirk went down at the end there, I forgot that I could fly again.
Yeah.
And then I remembered I could fly
that
again.
That would have been it.
And I was like, we're fine.
Yeah. Well, make sure you check out the arc box for this one. It's going to be a doozy. We are going to wrap this one up. But before we do, our wonderful Rotators of the 13th arc, is there anything that you would like to plug? Let's start with you, Erin Keefe.
Check out Hey Riddle Riddle on the HeadGum Network. Check out Win or Lose on Disney Plus in December.
Woo!
And keep listening to Rotating Heroes. This was truly the most fun I think I've ever had playing D&D.
I don't say that lightly.
That was the time of my life.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will echo that sentiment. This is John Mackey at It's John Mackey all over the internet.
Jonathan William Mackey, I think.
Jonathan.
Oh, Warlock Mackey.
Warlock Mackie.
Jonathan Warlock Wilbur.
Yeah. All the W's. Triple W. WWW is the internet, but it's also my middle names. But anyway, I am just Duder, I guess. No,
find me at just Duder. Yeah.
You can listen to my podcast, The Brett DeMott Show with Buddy, anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can join our Patreon as well, patreon.com/Brett DeMott Show. You can also get all of my podcasts with my group Big Grande from biggrandewebsite.com. And again, this was the most fun. Thank you.
Amazing. Oh man.
Zach Oyama.
And Zach Oyama and stuff. What a freaking arc. Thanks for coming, y'all. This was so great. I would say Dimension 20. And that's all I got right now.
I would say Dimension 20.
I would say Dimension 20. But I won't. But maybe Dimension 20. But maybe not. But maybe. I'm at JW_Cartwright on all social medias. Check out Three Black Halflings. And follow me on social media to find out what stuff I'm doing. Because there's a bunch of cool stuff and a lot to remember. But this has been everything. Make sure you check out Rotating Heroes merchandise, which should be out by now. And if it's not, then Jesus, future Jasper, get it together. this has been an absolute blast. I want to say a huge thank you again to our guests.
Thank you for having
thank
me.
You.
We'll be back again next week for the Arc Bark, and then I assume the week after for a pretty big announcement. So keep hold on to your butts, okay? Hold on to your butts. Zach, how do I end these?
I think we all look to each other and we just say very peacefully in our heads that we're not related to our cousins.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.